We have one more thing.
Apple chief Tim Cook had just introduced the new iPhone 6 when he unveiled a wearable device.
Apple Watch is the most personal device we've ever created.
For $350, Cook said users can connect and communicate from their wrists.
Well, he's only telling part of the story. Apparently, there are all kinds of wonderful inclusions in that watch that can track your health. And I don't know, maybe at its best, make toast for you in the morning, too, as long as it's on healthy rye or something like that. It's amazing where we're going with this. These are not necessarily new developments where health trackers are concerned, but the health tracking has become so sophisticated, it boggles the mind that even, you know, 5, 6, 10 short years ago, we couldn't have even foreseen this, unless you were into a kind of a Dick Tracy scenario. But let's get to the latest developments in health trackers and apps. Kathleen Trotter is on the line with us, a personal trainer and fitness expert, and she knows about this beat, and she's joined the Oakley Show at Talk Radio, AM 640. Kathleen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I love talking about health and fitness. It's my favorite topic.
And that's why you're well, you see?
Well, I try.
We've come full circle. But this Apple iWatch and apps that you can have for your mobile devices in general. I mean, I was astounded to have a friend tell me, this was about a year or two ago, that you just put the mobile device by your head at night by the pillow and it can track your sleeping patterns. And I said, no, there's no way. How's it going to be hooked up? But this is what these apps are doing now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They're wonderful. You know, they've evolved from 5 years ago. It was just you put on your Garmin running watch and it told you how far you ran. And now it's you can track your calories and your food and you know, the trick is what I always tell my clients, because people always say, oh, should I buy one of these? And I always say the problem is yeah, they work if you use them. So am I for them? Absolutely. But they have to be in addition to what you're already doing. Really, you know, you're the only one that can ensure your health success. And ultimately, the responsibility to adopt a healthier lifestyle has to fall on your shoulders. And I think the thing with these gadgets is it's great. If you're really into being fit and you've decided, okay, September is the month and you've taken the steps and you've, you know, created your goals, then the gadget can be, you know, an extra. It's great. But it's the icing on your fitness cake. It's not the fitness cake, right? Like you have to decide. You have to take the responsibility. You can't transfer that to a fun gadget, no matter how cool the gadget is, right?
But it can prompt good behavior, can't it? I mean, if you're measuring caloric intake and how many calories you're burning and heart rate and so on and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that it can't be helpful. I love that it can help you be mindful. And I always tell my clients, you know, you can use these gadgets to make health what I call non-negotiable. So you say, okay, my goal is, let's say 10,000 steps. And if you get to the end of the day and you've only done 8,000 steps and you say, okay, well, it's a non-negotiable. I get on the treadmill or I go outside and I walk and I get those extra 2,000 steps. So it's not a if I move today, but it's a when I move today, right? So mm-hmm. I'm totally for. I love that mindfulness. But all I'm saying is that I think a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get in shape. They have what I call fitness wishes, not fitness goals. They order one of these fitness trackers. They buy the fitness tracker. And it's like, you know, the elliptical that gets sits in your corner and you never use, or the Swiss ball, or any equipment that you buy and you never use. It collects dust unless you decide to take the responsibility to use it. So, as I said, it's like an extra. It's a luxury. It's not the necessity. You, yourself, you have to take that responsibility, and you have to say, I'm going to use the gadget. So I'm totally for the gadgets. Mm-hmm. I think they're great, as long as you know that they're a luxury. They're an add-on. They're not the necessity, right? Like you.
Well, they're a tool. They're a tool to better health, wellness, fitness, whatever we call it. Kathleen Trotter is in the business, personal trainer, fitness expert on the line. We're talking about, well, the iWatch prompted the discussion. But, you know, I'm even told some of these things are getting so sophisticated now, they'll keep you in the feedback loop. And feed is maybe the operative word here. In fact, you can send, I guess, a digital photo somewhere, and they would tell you what the caloric intake is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's feedback loop, like with the training apps, you can get it so you can compare your runs with your friends. So it just loads up like what your friend did with the runs. So if you're a competitive person, then you can be like, oh, they ran that in 5K in that time, and I want to beat that time. So there's lots of really great tools that the tracks can have. You know, you can say, okay, well, I only want to eat 1,500 calories today, and then you can look, and if you're at 1,400, then you're like, okay, it's a non-negotiable 1,500, so I can only eat another extra 100. Like, they're great. They're really helpful in being mindful.
I ran into a friend, excuse me, at a golf tournament just a couple of weeks ago. He's got this, I guess it's a jawbone wrist band kind of thing. He said it's entirely changed his life. He had quadruple bypass, and now he's never been healthier, and he ascribes it to one of these, I guess, you know, it's an appendage to, but it's one of these new sophisticated devices.
Absolutely. If it works with your circumstances and your personality, I'm totally, really what I always tell to my clients is I'm for anything that sets them up for success. Any method that they can take that's going to help them be successful, I'm all for.
Well,
The thing is that with the with these devices, you also have to take into consideration your personality. If you're somebody who likes to track things, right, or if you're just going to be like, well, screw it, I don't want to. I know lots of people who've tried them, and they, like, wear them, but they don't actually look at them.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, you have to take the responsibility.
So it's a fashion accessory for some folks. Hey, by the way, we talked about sleep and sleep patterns. I mean, certainly working the hours we do, we're very conscientious about that, or try to be.
I love my sleep. I can't function.
Now, this is something where I should do the tracking on that, especially the REM sleep, the deep sleep, the restorative sleep that's really the fount of wellness, isn't it? I mean, sleep is really ground zero for whether or not
you're... Oh, absolutely. It's where your body recovers and you restore yourself and you wake up the next day feeling, you know, ready to... your feet to hit the ground running, right?
And even at the cellular level, we're told. So how do these sophisticated gadgets now track your sleep patterns and whether or not you're robbing yourself of sleep, how much reminder to get more sleep? How does that work?
Well, yeah, they track your sleep, and they can be a reminder of, you know, if you look at a pattern, it's a mindfulness trick, right? So you can look at your night's sleep, and you can say, okay, I only got 5 hours that night, 4 hours this night, 8 hours that night. But again, in my mind, you have to take that information, and then you have to apply it to make it useful. So it says, okay, well, on Monday night you only got 5 hours of sleep, and on Tuesday night you got 7 hours. What did you do differently before you went to bed? So I encourage my clients to have bedtime rituals where you actually, you know, for some people that's turning off screen time for an hour before they go to bed so they're not looking at their screens and their Blackberries and their iPhones. Or for some people that's having a bath, or for some people that's meditation. Whatever it is that allows them to come out of that crazy, you know, in your brain where you can't turn things off and just have a pattern. And then if you get an, you know, life and health, it's really all about habits and finding ways to make those habits fit seamlessly into your lifestyle. So if you can find a way to make your bedtime ritual more of a habit, and then you go into your habit, and then your body's like, oh, I know this. This is what happens right before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? So it's about that. It's about looking at your schedule and figuring out, you know, well, if you have to go to bed at 11 o'clock because of a nighttime work thing on Tuesday night, then Wednesday maybe is not the morning that you work out. Maybe on Wednesday you work out at lunchtime so you can get your 8 hours of sleep Tuesday night, right? It's about scheduling things in advance, looking at your week, and figuring out how you can set yourself up realistically for success. And then I also say that also just being active helps you sleep better. Like, I know for me, on the days and weeks I'm more active, I sleep like a baby. My head hits the pillow and I'm like done, you know. But if I've had a day where I'm constantly sitting all the time, I have too much anxious energy, then that's when I toss and I turn.
Well, a lot of people though lead such stressful lives, they can't find the time to work out. And you're saying they're really cheating themselves because you can handle the stress if you work out. And
absolutely.
And now aided and encouraged by our digital friends as the gadgets become more and more sophisticated.
Yeah.
All right, these are all good notes to take away, and I appreciate your time this morning explaining
so
stuff. All right, Kathleen, take care. We'll
have
talk soon.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Kathleen Trotter, personal trainer, fitness expert.